Drew, just curious about your impressions of the 20-minute three-on-three there.
Yeah, that's definitely a little different. When you're definitely used to playing the same way, kind of using instincts on where you're supposed to go and where you're supposed to be. If a play doesn't work out, before you know it, you know, there's an odd man rush going the other way. So I think, you know, it might take a little while to get adjusted to as far as routes and assignments. But for the most part, I think, you know, you just have to be more diligent on the reload. Like if you miss a shot or if there's a play to the net that doesn't work out, you got to get your butt back or else it's going to be a two-on-one. But then if you cheat, then if they miss, then you have a two-on-one. So I don't know. It's going to be definitely entertaining for the fans. Players, I don't know, like I said, it might take a while to get used to it.
Did you ever play, like, phenomenon in youth hockey or minor hockey here now with kids is a lot of three-on-three development. Did you do that at all through your youth career on the way up?
Yeah.
Is this new for you?
I mean, we used to play, like, in mini rinks, three-on-three, and, I mean, three-on-three development, I mean, they're not seeing 10-year-olds playing three-on-three full ice, I mean, because they can't really skate as fast as grown NHL players. So when there's a mistake, I mean, it's going the other way. And before you know it, 2 seconds later, you know, they're getting a great chance. But like I said, if they miss, then we're coming back the other way just as fast. So, yeah, as a kid, I mean, it's more small area games, I guess, they're focusing on now, which is great. But for this, it's just the skating is ramped up. And like I said, you just have to be a lot more diligent on your assignments and making sure that that reload is happening a lot faster.
As one of the veterans, what do you think of the intensity out there today as we kind of get deep into the 3 or 4 days of practice you have here?
Yeah, it was good. I think as a group, guys have been getting better and better and feeling better as the days have gone on. Obviously, that first day, you know, we all kind of got rinsed out there. And then yesterday was a good practice, working on some system stuff, kind of shaking a little bit of the rust off. And I think today was when we got most of the rust off, especially getting the summer legs out and some of the habits. So for the first scrimmage, I thought, you know, there was a physical element of it. The pace was there, especially in the first half. And, you know, like I said, we're just going to try and build on it, you know, before we start playing some real games.
How do you like having a chance to be here from the beginning this year after sort of getting thrown right into it?
Yeah, it's great. You know, you see what they're all about during training camp. I mean, it's exactly how I expected it to be. You know, high competitiveness, you know, high pace, and everyone's ready to play. Everyone had great summers and preparing themselves to get back to work and, you know, achieve what we want to achieve this year. And that's just improve on that playoff performance that we ended last year. You know, obviously right now we're not talking about, you know, making the playoffs. That's not what we're saying. We're focused on having a great training camp, having a great start. So far, so good.